This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa la ni'amika al-azima wa ala ayika al-jaseema. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala Sayyidina Muhammad al-Nabiyy al-Amin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَهَلْ عُقُدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِ يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure and honor to welcome to another episode in our series, Illuminate Your Life. We are discussing traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that should help guide our the way of life, navigate when we are navigating through this life. These traditions, by reflecting on them, we will be guided aright. We will be illuminated, inshallah. And today, there is a beautiful hadith I'm going to cover. It is a narration from Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu. And we mentioned, you know, how he was a prominent companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, always sticking around him, ready to learn everything that came out of the mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and everything he saw him doing, approving or disapproving. So this is a companion who has narrated more traditions than perhaps many others. Maybe the only exception is the beloved wife of Rasulullah, Aisha radhiyallahu anha. And this report is in Sahih Muslim as well as in other collections. So there is no question about its authenticity. So let me read the tradition in Arabic, and then I will translate and explain the meaning of it, inshallah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Certainly, verily, most certainly, Allah does not look at our shapes, the appearance, the look, and the wealth that we have. Instead, he looks into our hearts and our actions. And remember, all of us should know that Allah knows what we hide. Our innermost thought, Allah knows it before we even express it. In another version, we read, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجِسَامِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah does not look into your bodies or shapes. Instead, he looks into your hearts. You know, people tend to judge others by their looks. Many societies, they look at the color of the people. And they treat them differently. A white man is treated differently from a black man or brown man. They judge people by their ethnicity, by their language, by their appearance, by their looks, by their wealth, by their status and power. They value wealth, good looks, status, attractive physical traits. A person, you know, because of this kind of estimation or evaluation, you know, people tend to admire the people with good looks and high status, wealth, and consider them as worthy. And they often choose them for position and leadership. These are the ways of the world and the ways of the worldly people. However, that is not the way Allah judges people. Allah sees the worth of a person in the purity of his heart and character. Here is a beautiful story that shed further light on the meaning of the hadith. مَرَ رَجُلٌ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَقَالَ مَا تَقُولُونَ فِي هَذَا قَالُوا حَرِيٌّ إِنْ خَطَبَ أَنْ يُنْكَحْ وَإِنْ شَفَى أَنْ يُشَفَّعْ وَإِنْ قَالَ أَنْ يُسْتَمَعْ. قال ثم سكت فمر رجل من فقهاء المسلمين فقال ما تقولون في هذا قالوا حري إن خطب أن لا ينكح وإن شفع أن لا يشفع وإن قال ألا يستمع. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا خير من ملء الأرض مثل هذا. The narrator is Sahl ibn Sa'id al-Sa'idi and the source is Sahih al-Bukhari. The Prophet was sitting with his companions once when a man passed by, and the Prophet as a teacher, he looks at every example and teaches them lessons, spiritual and moral lessons. And that's why we are quoting this. So he asked the companions who were sitting when this man was passed by, what do you think of him? We said, this is a person, if he were to propose for marriage, they would readily accept. No question asked. If he were to recommend someone to your position, they would gladly accept his recommendation and give him that position or job. If he were to speak, people would be ready to listen to him. The Prophet heard and then remained silent. After a while, a poor Muslim, he is not worthy in the worldly standard, worldly considerations. A poor Muslim passed by and the Prophet asked, now what do you think of him? We replied, you know, this is the one, if he were to propose for marriage, they would likely refuse him. If he were to recommend someone, they would reject. If he were to speak, he would not be heard. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, yet this one is worth more than the whole earth full of the first type of person. If the world were full of the first type of person, this one person is worth more than all of them. Imagine the value that in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The difference between the way we look at, we judge, and the way Allah judges. It should teach us what is important to consider when you think of people, when you elect them for positions of power or authority, when we look up to them. The hadith teaches us that Allah does not judge people by material standards, like physical looks, appearances, wealth, family status, or expensive attire, or mansion, or vehicles. None of the above things count with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. And when the trumpet is blown, there shall be no kinship between them that day. Nobody asks who belongs to which lineage, whether he is a Qurayshi or non-Qurayshi, Ajami or whatever Arabi, nor will they question one another of their status or wealth. Allah will judge us based on the purity of our hearts and sincere intentions and righteous deeds. On a closer look, the hadith also teaches us to look at the reality of human being. The question we should ask, what is the essence of a human being? What makes us really human? It is definitely not our body, because this body that I have, this look I have, this appearance I have is going to wither away. It is not even the intellect, the mind. Rather, it is the soul that Allah has breathed into our soul, into our body, from the spirit, from his spirit. And so the soul and the consciousness, that is what is important. Our body and looks will soon wither away. We grow into adulthood, and then once we pass the middle age, we continue to slide weaker and weaker and weaker. I experience it myself now. A person in the best of health and appearance, and then gradually reduce to a state of utter helplessness. How often we see women who once prided themselves on their beauty and status, chosen, you know, for their beauty, Miss Universe and things like that. They will lose their charm and beauty and will be reduced to mere skeletons and bones. All the look is gone. Likewise, the time of death, neither our wealth or status or power will count anything. So what is our real identity as human beings? It's definitely not our body or mind. Instead, it is our soul and consciousness which will survive death. Lessons we learn from this hadith is, we must never judge people by their looks or appearances or wealth or status, ethnicity, color of skin, and whatever. The material standards, the mansion he has, the car he drives, whatever. Nor one should look at people because he has a lot of followers, lot of people who would hear him. No, these are worldly considerations. We should rather judge them by their character and morals and virtuous conduct. We ought to question our motives and intentions. So the hadith should teach me that it's important for me not to get carried away by the way people look at me, their appearance, the status, or even my scholarship or whatever. I need to dig deeper into my motives, my intentions, how sincere I am. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and loving Him and working to please Him alone will make us worthy in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By doing so, we nurture the purity of our souls and develop true character. That is, we want to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire me, to honor me, and each and every one of us to do so. Introspect, examine your motives, and develop that character by committing yourself to do everything that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and shun everything that would displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.